Blog Talk Radio.
Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting all around the world,
bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd, right now.
Younger audience discretion advised.
We'll be right back.
nice Tuesday. I tell you what, a lot of strange stuff coming out, and we'll be talking about here in a little bit. But Russell, how you doing? Virgil hasn't called in yet, so hopefully he's not sleeping.
well, with the exception of having a backstroke to wherever we're going down here, we're doing all right. It's been a wet day. We got another one coming tomorrow. There's all sorts of just lovely stuff going on down here in Texas right now. How about yourself, Joe? How you hanging in there, brother?
I'm just preparing and getting ready. Word is that this is digital currency. I told you guys a few months ago that if we try to put this in place around July, get some more digging into it and everything, and they can't do this without approval from Congress and everything.
Hey,
I don't know.
Hey, Joseph, do something with your mic, brother. You sounded a little staticky.
How's that?
That's better? Much better. Yes.
So I moved, so I had to get in my little spot. But anyway, doing some digging and everything, well, they can't do this without approval from Congress, and all the states have to join in. Well, right now we're seeing a lot of the states rebelling against it and everything. But from my understanding is that they're going to really try to push this in July for total digital cash. What are your thoughts on that?
I don't see it happening that quick. For that to happen, there'd have to happen that quickly. It would have to be a major catastrophe of some sort. But now that you brought that that subject up, let me ask you something, man. I got thinking about this. For whatever reason, this spy balloon thing has been eating on me and eating on me and eating on me. I know that's going back a little bit with everything going on, but just track here with me for a minute, ladies and gentlemen.
Go ahead.
You know, I was saying that it just absolutely made no sense for them to send a parentheses spy balloon across here with satellite technology and all that kind of stuff. I mean, hell, they can read a license plate. Okay, so that makes no sense. But then I got to thinking. I mean, how many food processing plants have burned, blown up, et cetera, et cetera? What are we up to? 22, 23 now. Hell, there's new train derailment. You know, at least once a week, if not more. Most of the time, these things are carrying toxic materials and that kind of stuff. So, what if that balloon was not transmitting anything back to China, but transmitting directions to sleeper cells here in the U.S., like phase two, all right, of this whole thing? It's really starting to make sense. Because of the amount of Venezuelan military-age men we got coming in here. Now, a couple of years ago, maybe 3 years ago, I said if we were going to have an invasion, it was going to come across our southern border. All right?
Here we are.
And then we had a friend of mine that's very close. He's an American citizen, came here illegally. He was Guatemalan Special Forces. He contacted me here a while back and said, man, the barrio is full of these guys, military, and he said it was Venezuelan military, that came across the border with the rest of these illegal aliens, and that they were just sitting around and they weren't working, like they were waiting on orders to move. It really kind of makes sense if you really get to thinking about it. Stuff like
not
that.
Not only that, Russell, they're catching Chinese coming through the border. I've been reading on that, and I'm like, okay, now it's really making sense.
Right.
I've been thinking the same thing. But I got word. As you all know, I'm under anonymous radar, which is a good thing because I talk to them a lot, and we've been going back and forth, and they told me that what's going to happen if this digital currency kicks in, they're attacking the world.
Joseph, you might be messing up again. You're real, real hard to understand, brother.
Okay, how's that? Is that better?
No, you still got the same kind of tinny, staticky, garbled thing going there. So no, brother. Joseph, are you there? Joseph? Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, while we wait on Joseph to get those technical difficulties worked out there, it really kind of makes sense because it's only been the last 2 years that this has happened, and everything that's gone on, we're talking about these food processing plants. Okay.
Sorry about that. I actually pushed the wrong button and hung myself up. Go ahead.
But, you know, it really makes sense, ladies and gentlemen, because all this has happened over the last 2 years since Biden has been in office. Now, I'm sure the planning on this stuff went on long before that, but you got food processing plants mysteriously blowing up, mysteriously burning up, train derailment. And the thing that really gets me and really makes me think that they're really going to make the push for the complete police state is you've got to ask yourself, mining lithium for these electric car vehicles does 10,000 times more damage to the environment than all of that pipeline, which is maintained and all that kind of stuff. So you take that. These batteries aren't recyclable. They aren't biodegradable. So they have to be, a big hole has to be dug and then thrown in the hole and buried, which can't be good for the environment. But here's the big thing, and you've got these major automobile companies spending, you know, billions of dollars building these electric car plants, and you got to go, wait, what a minute, because, you know, there's absolutely not that much demand on for them yet. I mean, think about it, ladies and gentlemen. How many people in your circle, in your group of friends, how many people do you know that drive an electric car? Okay, so there ain't
only one person.
Listen to this. why electric vehicles? Because you can shut down electric vehicles with a flip of a switch, cut the grid off in that area, but you can't turn off a gasoline vehicle. What do you think about that?
I agree, because I was thinking right along the same line, and also, not only that, people can't afford electric cars. If they break down, you got, they're going to cost twice as much as what the car is worth.
Well, there's a deal I read, saw the other day, saw the receipts on it and everything else. If you're electric car battery goes out, goes bad, whatever it is they do, it costs almost $30,000, $29,000 and change to replace that battery.
Exactly.
I mean, it's bad for the environment. It's bad for, you know, and it's bad for people, but if you're going to have a complete police state, which is what these people are working on, you've got automobile manufacturers going all in. Is the government going to have to pass a law banning electric vehicles? No. These big automobile manufacturers, if they've invested billions upon billions of dollars into these electric car plants, that kind of stuff, you think they're going to lose money on that? No. They themselves will phase out electric vehicles. Mark my word, ladies and gentlemen. This is what is coming next, you know, and
what's all about control?
You know, and here we have, that's it. So something really bad. Our government, or for a better word, this regime, starting to smell like 3-day-old fish. Okay, now what do you got going on? You have all this stuff coming out about the Biden crime family. Mitch McConnell has came out and said, "Oh, we got weapons and the money to support Ukraine for a long time." And you have to ask yourself, you know, there's absolutely no reason for us to be there other than Ukraine had become the crown, so to speak, of the money laundering necessary to bring about the New World Order. So now you've got,
bingo,
you know, we're right back. Go ahead, Joseph.
Bingo, brother, because that's what I was trying to explain a while ago. I was talking to anonymous. Now, as you know, I'm under the radar. And for good things, not for bad things. And they told me, this is what they told me, we're going to see the systems collapse, but it's not to hurt us, it's to hurt them. They want us to be prepared.
Well, yeah, you know, and it's going to, we just, another California bank, we're talking regional banks now, not kind of little branch bank somewhere, little mom-pa operation. We're talking about another big regional bank, Pacific Bank, almost went under, and they were barely able to pull themselves out. Right now, the stock market is a farce. Joseph, there's so much stuff going on.
It's funny too. What's funny, Russell, is that the government, so-called government, they're throwing everything at us so we don't pay attention to see what's going on. Okay, they're going to try to flip this currency on us and everything without us noticing and some other stuff. Go ahead.
Exactly, brother. You have all this evidence coming out about the corruption of the Biden crime family. Barack Obama took $30 million from Chinese-fronted businesses, and all this is coming out. So what do you have happen? Oh, my God, we've got shootings everywhere again. You know,
you said these exact words 6 months ago, and I'm going to quote you on it, and you were right on the money on this. And you said, when they start to panic, okay, they're going to be scared. And what happens when they're scared? Well, all the shit's going to come out at one time. You're going to see it all come out. Well, this is what we're seeing.
Yeah,
they're trying to cover it up.
Exactly, brother. Getting back to my point on that, now you look at this news batch of shooters. This whole situation reeked of the old Ultra MK Ultra Phoenix program stuff. All these shooters are on these, what are they called, psychotropic drugs and stuff like that. These people are being used, manipulated, and the shooting in Tennessee they're having to sue the FBI to get manifesto of that shooter. They're keeping all this covered up, and all this is happening while all this is being covered about the corruption and stuff. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, Mitch McConnell and McCarthy are just as guilty in this stuff as Joe Biden, Barack Obama, both Bushes, the whole lot of them. And you know, at some point, American people have got to say enough is enough and stand up.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
And you were talking, and a very prime example of this is right here in Texas. You have Hot Wheels Abbott going on national television and network and go, well, you know, we've taken the Texas National Guard. We put together this special unit.
Yeah,
and their job is to keep these people from crossing the border and repelling them and sending them back. And we're going to be busing thousands and thousands and thousands of illegal aliens to these so-called that kind of
mm-hmm.
stuff. But the whole time he's doing that, now I don't know if it's nationwide or not, but here in Texas, I guarantee you at least twice an hour, they're running a full minute to 2 minute advertisement in Spanish, telling these people how to, through HHS, Health and Human Services,
yep.
How to get Medicare and welfare. I mean, you
yep.
know, you can't, I mean, you want to talk about talking two-faced or with four tongues. Let me tell you, Hot Wheels Abbott has got that stuff working. And the worst part of the majority of Texans think he's doing a great job. You know, it's really, man. You know, we always talk about liberal headed for a loading, man, but
mm-hmm.
this shit going on right here in Texas is almost enough to make my head blow up, brother.
Well, I think New Mexico's right there because, you know, they're doing the same thing here with that and everything, and we're bracing ourselves here because, you know, I live not too far from the border, about 2 hours exactly from the border, and they ship them over here. And everything, you know. If you think crime is bad now, ooh, you guys ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen shit yet.
Oh, hey, and Joseph, when did I tell you I don't know if it was the last show or the one before that. It's been in the last week or so. I told you that there was no way that Trump was going to get a fair trial on anything in New York. And
I know, they called it today.
They awarded that lying bitch $5 million, right? Of course, that'll go to the Supreme Court, and it'll be thrown out in the Supreme Court if the lower court doesn't do it first. But that's not a big deal, okay? That's really not. There's no charge if he wasn't convicted of anything. That was a civil court thing, right? But this crooked-ass DA in New York, he's got these 34 felony charges against Trump. Trump is not going to get a fair trial there. They are going to convict him. Because you know as well as I know, there is no way in hell that man is going to get a fair trial in New York in amongst all those disgustingly corrupt liberals there. And
that's right.
It's going to be pretty wild to see what happens now.
Well,
you know,
in my opinion, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but if they do have these elections and everything, I see the White House going up in flames. I mean, literally being destroyed. because people will be so pissed off and tired. They're already tired of all this bullshit.
Well, you know, you're talking about...
I see it happening. I see it.
I mean, you talk about Trump's got 60, 70 million loyal, faithful supporters, right? Now, you can fix it. If only a third of those people rose up, you'd still be 30 times larger than any standing army in the world. All right?
Oh, yeah.
People don't like to admit this. Like the caller we had the other night on the phone, while I agreed with him on some stuff, our military at this point in time cannot be counted on. I don't think they can be. They have absolutely forced out every oath keeper they can. And this is not something new in the military. The military's been doing this for a long, long time, man. And I have zero faith in our military right now. None.
Well, they're doing it because they want to give the kill order once we don't comply. We were talking about this too on TikTok, and the military is going to follow the corrupt military. They will follow those kill orders to kill their own citizens.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I mean, we talked about this a while back too. Now, when like Virgil and I went through boot camp and stuff like that, part of your training and stuff like that, you were taught what an illegal order was. And you were taught you had no duty to obey them. And if you were given an illegal order, you were within your right to apprehend the officer, staff NCO, whoever gave you that order, and have them detained and arrested. Okay, but they're not even taught that anymore. I mean, I'm talking about going like, 15, 20 years back, I had a very long discussion. I say a young Marine, he's probably 30, 35 now, whatever like that. And he told me, you know, it's in the manual there somewhere, but no, they didn't talk about it or anything like that, like that. But, you know, you got to be sitting there going, what the hell? So,
right.
I think
folks are starting to wake up to the fact that Ukraine is the heartbeat of where all the money laundering is going to support, you know, the New World Order and everything. I'm seeing it now and everything. That's why I titled the show and everything. But this is what I was going to explain to you, Russell, is that Anonymous told me yesterday that they're getting ready to continue to launch a full-scale defense attack against Ukraine. They're going to collapse the banking system there. If they can accomplish that, that will destroy the New World Order. That's why Miley said what he said. They're scared to death. Miley said if Ukraine collapses, the New World Order is finished.
Well, you know, when you have, now, ladies and gentlemen, I know y'all think some of this is bullshit and stuff like that, but y'all have no idea how powerful and one of the leading elitists families in this is the Rothschild. Now, they own, outright own the majority of central banks, all right? These guys are worth, I saw a number the other day and it was so big, I was hesitant to believe it. But they're saying these people are worth like $100 trillion, all right? And when you have a member of the Rothschild family go to the English, the UK, whatever you want to call the government, and say they need to do something because Ukraine cannot fall, because Ukraine is the cornerstone of the New World Order. And
what do you think?
That's an email. It's been, you know, it's been out there floating around the sea and stuff like that. And, and I understand it makes sense, but I just don't understand why Ukraine is key to all of it. You know, that's something that still has me a little puzzled.
I think that I'll dig a little deeper into, but the more I dig into it, Russell, the more I'm like, what the fuck? You know?
It's
a shock. Why do you think Sean Kent goes after? Why do you think Pelosi goes after? Why do you think all these people go after and supporting Ukraine, saying, hey, you know, we can't let this happen to you? They know. If Ukraine falls, they fall.
I mean, they've got everybody working on it. Half the conservative talking heads out there and stuff. Oh, you know, it's really Russia bad. Ladies and gentlemen, I've said this before, and it's got my ass lit up on fire a couple different times from several different directions and stuff like that. Putin is not the bad guy. Once again, if you say, all right, you were the president of the country, we're going to call it Gunnyland, all right? And I'm the president of Gunnyland, all right? And over there, in right next door to me, they're boarded up to me, is Ukraine, all right? And you find out that you get the intel and stuff that the CIA is operating illegal, and I do mean illegal. We're talking about international law, American law, you know, these bioweapons labs. Now, we know for certain there were five, and I've heard that there could have been as many as 11 there working on all kind of biological weapons, all right? And then you have NATO pushing to bring Ukraine into NATO, all right?
Mm-hmm.
That happens. Ukraine and NATO, they could run weapons right up to our border, all right? Right up to the border of Gunnyland. Now, okay, so you go to the UN. You go here, you go there, say, hey, this is what's going on, da da da, or whatever, and nobody does nothing. Okay, let me tell you, I'm gonna protect people in Gunnyland. So, you know, I know that's probably a sad analogy there, or whatever like that, but I tell you what, Putin is not the bad guy in this. Putin
people are waking up to that fact too.
To defend the Russian people. The bad guys in this way, and I know y'all hate to hear this, and I'm going to catch 9,000 rounds of flack from it, okay? Putin is not the bad guy in this. The bad guys are NATO and us, U.S. And I don't think I'm wrong on that, Joseph, do you?
Oh, you're 100% correct on that. I mean, it's taken me a while to connect the dots and everything and see everything for what it is. And the more I kind of wake up to the fact, I'm like, oh, my fucking God, I wish I could have seen this a long time ago. You know, but as you say it, it's making more and more sense. And a lot of people are waking up to the fact that Putin's not the bad guy. I mean, I've seen that, too. This is why they want to ban TikTok. They want to ban it because people get real information, real-time information. And they're waking up.
Yeah. You know, you know, just like you said, the more you dig into this Ukraine thing, the absolutely more mind-boggling it becomes. And it's just like, you'll be sitting there scratching your head and your nuts at the same time going, what the hell did I just, what did I just see? What did I just read?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's absolutely...
Oh, wait till they see where all those missing children's been going after four.
Oh, yeah, 80. And, you know, now all of a sudden the GOP wants to know where these 87, well, I'm sorry, they said 85,000. The information I got was 87,000. I don't know, but you got all this going on. I mean, you know, Hunter Biden, yeah, and McConnell. We have enough Ukrainer support in Congress to keep weapons and money flowing for a great deal longer. So yep. They're pumping our tax dollars. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, our tax dollars, they're pumping our tax dollars in Ukraine. We got no business there. Ukraine's not part of NATO.
Nope. By the way.
You know, we have no duty to defend them in any way, shape, or form. And I think it's just 100% to cover up the corruption and what's been going on over there.
Well, I want to drop a little bombshell on these children. I've been doing some digging into that and everything. What's going on with that, too, is that the World Economic Forum is collecting some of these children for prostitution. Then they kill them. And Ukraine, let me dig a little deeper.
Yeah.
Ukraine... Zelensky's wife is head of one of the clinics there that takes on the body part. I forgot what they call it, but it's where they don't get, you know, grab the organs and stuff and everything. This is that's where they're getting their money from those kids.
Oh, yeah, man. And like I said last night, Joseph, you know, these 85,000 kids have disappeared, and we have... Well, I mean, we have a pretty good idea what happened to them. You know, like I said last night, what they're going through right now, being used for right now, is just, I mean, they would have been better off to stay in their home countries and starve to death. It would have been a lot more merciful. And, you know, and then... How long has Epstein's client list been out there? Has DOJ...
Quite a few years.
Indicted...
Since 2016.
Has DOJ indicted one single person? No. They're going after mama and grandma standing up against school boards that are pushing this transgenderism kid grooming them for... subservancy and perversion, and it's, I mean, you know, I don't know, Joseph, it just absolutely
Russell, the way I'm looking at it is the Antichrist is here, definitely here, and they're doing all this evil darkness stuff for him. And everything. That's why we're seeing all the transgenders and stuff like that. And everything. And I think, I hope I'm wrong. And I think when this all starts to go down, okay, when this goes down, we're going to see so much evil. You're just going to see a little taste of it now. You're going to see a whole bunch of it.
Well, I don't know, you know, I don't know if the Antichrist is here yet, but I'm telling you what, the way he's being prepared, boy, because, you know, according to the Bible, he's going to come in there and save the world and be a world hero. And that's how the majority of the masses are going to fall under the spell. But, you know... But, I mean, evil is definitely running loose here. I mean, you look at the eyes of some of these people who talk, some of these Democrats and stuff like that.
At the facial masks they wear. He's under those masks.
Let me ask you one question, ladies and gentlemen, that... And I want you to take a second before you react to it or whatever that. I want you to take a second and let it sink in, okay? Let it sink in. Think about it for a moment, all right? So people are angry, rioting, destroying pro-life centers and stuff like that. And what are they angry about? Like, they're angry because they can't kill children.
Mm-hmm.
But let's think. This is the United States of America, a country that was founded on Judeo-Christian principles. We've been a God-fearing country, and in 50, 60 years, they have completely taken God out of everything, and they have programmed two generations of children into, and I'm talking about some of these people are 35, 40 years old now, and the generation behind them, these 20-year-olds, and that sort of thing, that think communism is okay. They have no moral compass, no work ethic. They think socialism is the way to go because they've been lied to so often that everybody is equal under socialism. Well, let me tell you something, ladies. Our Constitution guarantees a level playing field, okay? Level playing field. It does not guarantee equal outcome, all right? What you put in is what you get out. Some people are going to be some successful. Some of us are going to be kind of stuck here in the middle. And you're going to have the poor, you know. But when they start handing out money for nothing, taken from the working people, giving it to those that are too lazy to work. And ladies and gentlemen, that statement is in no way racist whatsoever. Because let me tell you what, you've got black, white, brown, yellow, all of them now have been taught the scam. You know, I don't have to worry about it. I want my government money. And these people are on the government. And they have no backbone. They have no skills. They are just absolutely useless. Yes, I did say useless. They are useless human beings that are doing nothing but suckling at the tit of the government, and they will do whatever the government asks of them to keep their pitiful, miserable lives going. Yes, socialism does demand equality, all right? Everybody's equal, everybody's equally miserable, all right? And that's the basis of it. I don't think I'm far off on that, Joseph.
Oh, you're absolutely correct. I mean, I was kind of saying this yesterday. It's like, you know, misery loves company. That's why they're trying to take us down with them, you know, and everything, because their miserable life now wants us to be comfortable with them being miserable, you know, and everything. But the thing on that, too, is that, you know, we're fighting back. They're getting pissed off because we're fighting back, and they're starting to fight back. I'm seeing that.
And, you know, and people are starting to wake up. And, you know, when Virgil first made this statement, I think I argued with him a little bit over it. But as time goes on, I'm beginning to think he was more dead on, spot on it. People aren't going to get mad at him or do anything until they start taking stuff from him. But, ladies and gentlemen, once that starts happening, it's going to be not too late for our country, but too late for the majority of the United States. You know, I kind of feel like Carmelita does. I feel like there's hope, and I feel like we can take our country back. But, ladies and gentlemen, if it gets to that point to where it has to happen, there will be absolutely millions of deaths from starvation. One thing or another, you're going to have your FEMA cats filled up with you know, patriots and mom and dads who didn't want drag queens doing story time at elementary schools. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in a, what we used to say in the ironworks, we are in a nine flying bind right now.
Yep.
You know, the days of sitting on the fence, well this or well that, they're over. You're going to have to pick a side very soon, ladies and gentlemen. You won't have any choice but to. And I don't think I'm wrong on that. And
No, you're right. I mean, that's like, gosh, you figured with them starting with the children, you think they would get up off their ass and actually really get involved, which they are. But you guys really need to, you know, don't count on us to do your fighting for you. You got to fight along with us.
Exactly, you know, and ladies and gentlemen, just like under when Europe was occupied by Nazi Germany, you're going to have collaborators.
Mm-hmm.
Going to collaborate that are going to turn you in, their brother, their sister, their mom, their dad, for an extra ration of black bread. And the Bible has said this in the book of Revelations. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, the Bible says no one except God himself. Jesus doesn't even know, okay, when this time is coming. But we're told to be watchful, to pay attention. And, you know, I'm sure there's been times in the course of history where, you know, things that look bad and that it could be coming to that point, stuff like that, you know, World War One, World War Two, you know, it goes on and on and on. But ladies and gentlemen, at this point in time, things are coming together
and fast
in a way that it sure makes you wonder. It really does.
Mm-hmm.
It's important, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, we need to pray for each other. We need to pray for our country. But as I said before, God is not going to reach down here with a big hand and fix it. And these preachers, I don't even like calling preachers and pastors. Most of them were no more than motivational speakers right now. So they surely don't truth, but you have been misled into believing that, ladies and gentlemen. You have been misled in believing that as long as you pray, God's going to come down here and fight your battles for you. Yes, God will give us the means. God will give us the courage. God will give us what we need to remain a free and God-fearing country. But you, myself, Joseph, Virgil, the person sitting to your left, the person sitting to your right, we have to fight the battle. And I don't think I'm right on that. And if I pissed anybody off, I can say it's fuck you.
Well, hey, the truth has to come out. I mean, they got to hear it, you know. And you know, we've been doing this show now 18 years. Coming July, it'll be 19 years. And
hey,
everything. We've been 19 years, brother. Can you believe it? That's a long time to know each other, 19 years. But, you know, and it's like we've done everything possible to warn everybody, to prepare everybody. The final stage is fixing to be set.
Yep, it is. And you know, as we said, they're going right now, these people, this regime has been completely exposed. They know they've been exposed. They know we know the truth. And they have no choice right now but to keep that pedal on the floor and push, because the alternative, there is no surrender for these guys. Because you know what? For them to quit or give up means they end up swinging from a rope to treason.
Yep. And we said this over and over. Once these guys get the fear of God in them and they start getting scared, they're going to try to take us down with them.
Yep, exactly. And don't think for a second they give one shit about human life, collateral damage, or what happens to any of us, because they don't. These people, it's all about power and control. And I've said this before, tyranny works off two things. All right? It works off fraud and corruption and force.
Yep.
Okay. And once the fraud and corruption is exposed, which has been happening, that only leaves one thing, ladies and gentlemen, and that leaves force. And I think we're on the precipice of seeing that happen. I may be wrong, but there are no alternatives left for them at this point that I can see.
Just like I said earlier, I see it happening. I also see it happening. And everything, you know. Don't know when it's going to happen, but I see it happen.
Yep, it's coming. And, you know, I just hope if it's going to happen, I want it to happen in my time so that my nieces and grandnieces and grandnephews and nephews can live their life in peace and freedom. That's what I want. Deal with, please, Lord God.
I'm the same way, brother. I want this for my grandkids. I want this for my nieces, nephews, my great nephews. You know, and I'm the same way. I want this for them.
Exactly. You know, and that's what it's really hard. That's a hard thing to make some of these young people understand. This battle that we're fighting, and I'm talking about everybody out there in the alternative media who put the truth out there. And ladies and gentlemen, there's thousands upon thousands of us, man. And it's not about us. You know, I'm at that age now to where you know, I could ride this out standing on my head in a bucket of shit and not care.
Right.
But it's for them. And they've got to understand that it's their freedom, their liberty, that they're going to have to stand up and fight for to have, or it's theirs to lose. And other than that, brother, I don't know what else to say.
It's like I've been trying to, you know, teach my grandkids. They're small and everything, but, you know, they kind of understand what's going on, but they, then again, they don't, you know, and it's hard to explain to them what's happening and everything. But, you know, my sorry ass son-in-law, right? He's finally waking up. Everybody's starting to wake up to the fact that, you know, fuck, how long has this been going on? I'm like, how long have I been telling you?
You know? And ladies and gentlemen, I promise, there's one question that you will never want to have to answer from your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. You don't want them to come up to you and go, you know, Daddy, Papa.
Why?
Grandpa, what was freedom?
Yeah. That's what goes through my head, you know. Why didn't you do this for me, Grandpa? I tried pretty hard, but you know what? The rest of the world didn't follow through, and they failed.
Yeah. That's it. That's it, man. That's it in a nutshell, pretty much. But anyway, yep, man, I gotta work tomorrow, brother. So we need to bug out.
Well, it's that time. It's that time anyway, with 4 minutes left. So we need to close. So I'm sorry Virgil didn't call in. He must have. I bet you he's sleeping in. So, we'll be back probably Thursday night. Go ahead.
Yes, that works for me. That works for me, man. Brother, be safe out there, man. Keep up the good fight. America, you know it needs to be done. You know, let's put our big boy britches on and do what needs to be done to stop this evil that is going on and that has infested our country. Pray, prepare, and be safe, man. God bless y'all. Brother, we'll talk to you Thursday night.
All right. See y'all later on. See you Thursday night. Bert Russell, you be safe out there. Don't let those immigrants out there take you over. So anyway, we'll see y'all soon.
Good night, America.
Good night, everybody.